Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
News coincides ESPN announcing they're bringing back a favorite among many, right?
I'm a Rich Eisen guy.
Love him.
Rich Eisen, he just does a great job at doing one of those shows where, like, he'll all of a sudden, here's Larry David. And it's like, what, is a sports show? He's bringing Larry David. All right, you know.
Or Celebrity whoever, right? True or False is a pretty good segment.
Yes. His celebrity stuff is outstanding, but they're bringing his show just like they did with Pat McAfee.
Correct. So there's sublight. So Rich owns his own show. I believe now it's housed on Roku.
I think that's
and
right. Yeah.
It used to be on Peacock. I don't know if it's still on Peacock, but he like owns the rights to it. So basically it's the exact same thing as McAfee where they're just sublicensing it and they're going to put it on the new app. Now, McAfee apparently was wondering if this was shots fired. I would say no, because it seems to me...
Well, they're on at the same time slot, which was pointed out on McAfee's show in a very, not very direct way. But they were like, that's a good time slot that he's on. But yeah, they're on at the same time.
Yeah, but how many people...
But there's stuff on ESPN and ESPN2 at the same time.
I also don't think Rich Eisen's show is going to be streamed...
It's a
So what is
it? Different
with
show,
McAfee, yeah. The first 2 hours are on the Deuce on ESPN2.
Is that what it is?
I think that's right. I think the first 2 hours, maybe it is now on ESPN.
I think it's classic ESPN because I see it at the gym.
Okay, and then the third hour is, I think, just online.
YouTube.
So
yeah.
I think you can watch it on ESPN app. My understanding...
Have you ever watched Pat McAfee on TV before? Like, they'll just be like...
Yeah, half the audio just gets dropped.
And they'll just all of a sudden go to commercial and say, keep watching on YouTube. Like,
they had Marshawn on in the fall, right. And there were more words that were dumped than there were that you heard.
I think Eisen's going to bring, like, a more traditional, I think he could adapt his show more.
Yeah, I guess, though, this
to
is
the
my
actual
question.
Idea that he's, to what,
are but
if he's
shows
only going to be
really
on streaming,
competing, like, I don't think
so either. I
feel like the Venn diagram of Rich Eisen fans and McAfee fans is pretty close to two circles.
I don't know. I think are we not both? I mean, I'm a Pat McAfee fan, but not necessarily of his show.
I'm talking about people that are sitting down to watch the shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would also argue this. How
True,
many people
I don't
are
really
just,
watch any of those shows.
Like,
but
who's watching live?
I watch clips of their shows separately.
Correct.
And, right, who's watching them both
but
live?
It seems to me when you start...
I think they're totally different shows, too. Like, because Pat's just like free... I think Rich's show is totally... I think it's just totally different. It's different.
Well, Rich is a true broadcaster.
Right.
Like, he was brought up as a broadcaster. McAfee's a personality. But it seems to me what ESPN's strategy is, and I guarantee you this is not it. I mean, there are reports that they're probably trying to go after Pardon My Take. And in the same way, it seems like what ESPN wants to do is they want to come up with these licensing deals like we're going to see with the NBA on TNT or whatever we're seeing with, what is it, Inside the NBA, where they're going to have the rights to simulcast all this stuff on the app. It seems like everything's designed to get you to go to the app so that you can, like, that's where they're trying to add value. It seems like they're not trying to be a standard channel anymore in the sense of, well, we want all-day programming. It's they want to be a hub for whatever you want to watch. They're going there. But to your point, what is actually going to be difficult is, okay, starting next year, we got some real problems. All right, for ESPN, what do we get? We're going to get, locally, we get our Tiger games, okay?
Right.
Cool. Unless they're playing Navy or Army, and then I think those games are on CBS Sports Network. Yeah. On the road. On the road. I think on home.
Yeah, not many.
You'll get the home games, and you'll get most games. All right, cool. We will get Monday Night Football.
Yes.
We'll get
the SEC package.
The SEC, I think. I don't know if this is going to include SEC Network. I think it is. So we're going to get most college basketball, non-Big Ten division. And we're going to get some national NBA, but less. We will get the finals. Maybe some baseball if they're actually going to redo this contract.
Is it including ABC stuff?
I think it's going to include ABC.
Okay.
So now, starting next year, if you just want to watch the NBA, we've got either... So locally... It seems like FanDuel Sports Network's going to last another year.
So you're going to need to pay $20 to watch the Grizzlies.
$19.99 a month. We also, according to Sports Business Journal, Tim Friend reports that it's basically like they're going to save off another year. But we also found out what the Grizzlies TV deal is worth. Now, keep in mind, everyone, this was reduced from whatever they originally agreed to after they went to bankruptcy. But it's $11 million per year. And based on what I could find, the only spot that was lower was the Pelicans. So the Pelicans opted out of their deal. They opted out of their deal with FanDuel, and they went and cut a deal with Gray Media, which I believe, does Gray own NBC? Or I'm sorry, WMC?
I think they do, yeah.
So,
because that's where those three broadcasts were.
And so they did
local. That
deal, but it is less. But, I mean, basically the Grizzlies were... The Grizzlies are 29th in terms of TV deal values.
It was $11 million. When you hear that number, it's like, ooh, that initially you're like, oh, that's a lot of money for a local station to pay. But when you step back and think about it, like Gray Media, and you've had Raycom and Scripps, and you've had all these Sinclair, all of these. There's these big media conglomerates that own these stations now.
So here are the reported ones.
They can't afford to pay for that.
This shocked me. So they re-upped with five teams that they didn't think they were going to re-up with at a reduced rate. The Miami Hawks, their TV deal was worth $40.2 million.
Okay.
It's going to drop to $32 million, but that's basically three times the Grizzlies' value.
Yeah, still.
Is that Miami or Atlanta?
That is Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the Hawks. The Cavs, also, their rights dropped from $37.8 to $34.8. Still basically three times.
Right. Hmm.
The Heat went from 57 down to 55 and a half, basically. All right, Miami, fine. You can talk me into that one.
Yeah.
The Bucks dropped from 27 down to 24.2. The T-Wolves, so still double. The T-Wolves from 25.9 down to 24.2.
Wait, so the Grizzlies is at 11 now? Was it
correct? I did not see what theirs was reduced from. My guess is probably around 13.
Right.
Probably went from 13 down to 11, or maybe 15 down to 11. So,
which is fascinating because part of the reason we have the Grizzlies in this city, David Stern, shout out to him, RIP. But it's like this city watches puts the eyeballs on the TV to watch basketball games, right? Like that was always, we were always a top market for finals and playoff games. And like, we're supposed to be a city that likes to watch basketball on television.
I think we like to watch basketball. I don't know if we like to pay for it. That seems to be because.
Well, that's true. I mean,
the Hornets, theirs is 16.6.
If all these games were on Channel 5.
Yeah.
Like there would be a lot more people watching them.
Yeah, but I don't know what the revenue would be.
Right.
Because that's what we saw is like everyone was championing. Like the Mavs went straight to the consumer. The Mavs basically went from losing, I think, $50 million or making like, I think it was $75 million, and I think they said they'd take in maybe $25 million this year. Like, it's more than
their
double.
Numbers are going to change now after this week, even though the lottery didn't get great numbers.
Even the Thunder gets 16.7. Spurs, 19.9. Magic will be 26. Pacers are 17.5.
Well, is this concerning to you? I mean, it's not surprising because we would have put the two teams at the bottom, Memphis and New Orleans. As long as New Orleans is at the bottom.
I would like to see more revenue coming into the team, especially when trying to renegotiate the lease. Is this the biggest concern I have? No. Is it more evidence that's like, not great? Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we get into the list next. Right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. VIP Play has launched in Tennessee, and that means that you can get over 200-plus leagues to wager on and all your favorite bet types. You've heard of Live Now, but you've not experienced Live Always, and you can do so over on the VIP Play app. There's also the VIP Players Club Sweepstakes. Every bet you make on VIP Play gets you entries into the VIP Players Club Sweepstakes. You earn one entry per bet and one entry per dollar bet, and you can even earn 10 times the entries on parlays and same game parlays. Contest is live and will go through June the 30th, so you still got plenty of time to get involved in that. Also, I have got a special for the PGA Championship over on VIP Play. It's the Big Stick Parlay. PGA Championships are all about they cater now to the big hitters. We got Bryson, Rory, and Scotty to all top 10. It was plus 425. They've boosted it up to plus 500. So that gives you a little something fun to watch over the next 4 or 5 days. Also, with VIP Play, you get the VIP guarantee. That means that everyone plays like a VIP on VIP Play. 24/7 customer support from real people. You get the entries into the Players Club Sweepstakes, and you can even cash out a bet for a full stake if the line hasn't changed, and much, much more. Go claim your VIP Play welcome bonus. When you make your first bet of $5 or more, you'll get $100 in bonus bets instantly. Just use promo code Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, promo code Odyssey. VIP Play live. It's now live in Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee to bet. Let's get into the list. Hunter Havoc. All right, Kevin, you dropped this bomb on me today that called you.
Right, yeah, right.
And obviously you didn't pick up, which was smart.
right before the show today, Hunter Havoc gave me a call. I got a voicemail from him. I started listening to it, and I was like, wait a minute. Let's just wait and listen to this on the air, because it sounds like Hunter has a few things to say. Of course, the self-proclaimed king of Memphis. He's in action this weekend, I know, at Meddlesome Brewing Company.
He wears a Rolex, and he'll tell you.
Yes, Meddlesome Mayhem. We haven't seen Hunter around here lately, but he seems to be leaving a lot of voicemails. So do we have the audio, George?
I do. I have to ask, Kevin, when you say you started listening to it, how much did you get into this? Because it's awesome. It's good.
It's just so good. Okay. Well,
this doesn't bode well for me.
It does not.
Yeah, I can't all right, wait. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Let's hear it.
Strong start. Star Wars, please. It pays pretty well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
First off,
I will be there, by the way. I will be in the ring hosting and doing interviews at this event. I can't wait to bring wrestling to Cordova on Saturday, but I might need to have security.
I gotta step in.
You'll
be
my security, Jeffrey?
There's only one good Lord of the Rings movie. The first one's awesome.
Hunter Havoc thinks you are the biggest fan of Lord of the Rings.
Right. I don't
don't know why.
Think I give
this
up.
This is a hot take, though. You know,
the second movie truly sucks. But hey, enjoy this 35-minute battle scene at the end. It's like, cool. And then we get to the end. It's like, let's just do another big battle. Like, cool. The first one is awesome. The other two, snooze fests.
Well, the third one won the Academy Award.
Strong opinions.
For best. I don't agree with you 100%, or disagree with you 100%, because I think they all could have been one movie. Like, you could have made one great
movie. Well, and then we took The Hobbit, which is like a novella, and we made it into five movies.
That was a money grab.
That was a money grab.
For sure. for sure. But Lord of the Rings helped. It helped.
But also, I don't think I give off Lord of the Rings vibes.
Well, I guess. I mean, you're laying it out here right now. You do Star Wars is your.
I am a Star Wars nerd, but I also don't like. Like, the thing about Lord of the Rings people is they, like, insert it into everything in the conversation. I'm also not the Star Wars fan because you know what this reminds me of? And then makes a Star Wars reference.
Right.
Also,
be a fan.
I'm through Andor.
You're caught up?
I've finished.
And should we watch it?
I stayed up till 12:30 last night, so.
I was going to say caught up, you know.
Yeah, I finished.
Every time you've texted me after the show, you're like, yeah, I'm watching Andor.
Yeah. it's pretty good. All right, so Meddlesome Brewing on Saturday.
Yeah, it's this Saturday night, Meddlesome Mayhem. It's an all-ages show. Tickets at the door. Andy Mack teaming up with the All-American Ken Dang as we get closer to Memorial Day weekend. That'll be cool. But Hunter Havoc in action. And a lot of other wrestlers there. I know Livewire Bobby Ford will be there. Tyler the Lion LeMasters will be in action. The Bluff City Boss Don Montana. A lot of familiar faces in this area code in action this Saturday. We'll give away tickets tomorrow during Rider Than Right Trivia.
And tickets, I misspoke. Actually, I'll throw Brad under the bus. Brad told me it was going to be Smoke Slam tickets. It's Italian Fest.
All right.
But still, you're eating good. I mean, nothing better. Draymond Green. Yeah, the NBA announced that Golden State Warrior Draymond Green was fined $50,000 by the NBA on Wednesday for, quote, making an inappropriate comment that questions the integrity of game officials during a 102-97 loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves during Game 3. Green's fine was for a comment made after he had fouled out, referring to the point spread of 5.5 points among sportsbooks for Game 3, sources told ESPN's Shams Charania. He fouled out with 4:38 remaining in the game and the Wolves leading 84-82. Cameras caught Green on the sideline mouthing 5.5 point spread. That's not what he said. He goes, it's 5.5 is what he was saying. During a timeout with the Wolves leading 102-94 with 15.2 seconds remaining, the Warriors would go on to hit a three. I also, to show that I can be fair and balanced with the worst person in America, this was BS. The Warriors took a shot, missed it, and then they just got a second rebound and fired a three and went in. Like, it wasn't like... This was not the integrity of the game. Like, this was not the... It's one thing if it's 5.5 and the Wolves just let them through and let them shoot. But, like, they were playing defense. It just... The ball bounced in a certain way to wind up in the hands, and they hit a three, and then there was no foul. Also, I had 5, not 5.5, so I pushed. I didn't really care.
Oh, so you were betting on that game. So you were well aware of what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not allowed to comment on the point spread is what the restriction is here in this era.
I think it's you're not allowed to get caught commenting on the point spread.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's an interesting. Everybody can do it, but the players, pretty much, and the coaches. If you work for the NBA, you can't. I mean, obviously, I just feel like it's always been a thing that the players are motivated to beat the spread and. They're aware of it. They know
there's this weird connection of if I reference the spread, I'm betting on the spread. I think when you're like, there are people who can just be like, well, at least just try to cover, and it's not necessarily I'm covering to have my life on it. I understand protecting the integrity of the game, like when you have guys that are betting on their props and whatnot. But I was kind of thinking about this. So we also get the news yesterday that Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, they're going to be eligible to be...
All of this happening within the same news cycle, 24 hours here.
I was also thinking about it like
Pete
this.
Rose gets his chance to get in the Hall of Fame, and then Draymond Green is getting a suspension. So, like, where are we on like, he's not betting on sports. He's just talking about a thing that is now legal and that everybody...
Which, by the way, gets talked about during the broadcast.
Gets talked about during... Gets shown on the screen, is a big part of the viewership numbers and money being generated... And, you know, it's...
But, like, I was thinking about this with Pete Rose.
Obviously, freedom of speech is not... What?
I was thinking about this with Pete Rose.
Yes.
I wonder if there's also a history element of... I think these leagues know we're just going to keep taking their money, the gambling sites and the gambling operations.
Yeah.
Like, I almost wonder, like, in 50 years, people are like, you read Pete Rose was banned because he bet on baseball. And it's just so normalized that people are like, well, what's the big deal? Because, like, think about it in these terms. If you go over to the UK, and you would think, like, oh, they're prim and proper compared to us. They think it's, like, insane if you go to a tournament and you don't have money on somebody. It's like, who are you supporting? Whatnot. Like, it is so part of the fabric that, like, that's part of the viewing experience.
Right.
And, like, I almost wonder...
Well, you need to have a rooting interest. There's got to be stakes. I've always said there's got to be some type of stakes. So if there's not any stakes, you can make stakes.
Like, I was just wondering if, like, if it's... Hey, man, like, we can't make it seem like that this is, like, the ultimate sin. Like, because we're... Now, I think the problem that Pete Rose had was he clearly was betting against his team when he was a manager. That was a problem.
That was definitely a problem.
Yes. And that's affecting the integrity of the game.
I think everybody agrees that should not be allowed.
I think you should be allowed to bet on yourself.
To win.
In the positive. So, like, you can't take your unders, but you can take your overs.
All right.
I guess where people would say...
Is that manipulating
the outcome?
This is a big concept here. Yeah, because once you bet on it, it's...
But, like, I've seen where...
What if you don't bet on yourself every time? Like,
yeah,
well, you know some inside information. I do... But besides that, you had a great concept there for a moment, but I do think there's reasons that should not be allowed.
I don't know why. I just thought about this one, too, because this is also from baseball, and this season, arguably the best umpire, home plate umpire, in baseball... was fired and banned, Pat Hoberg,
yep.
Who, mind you, called a perfect game behind the dish in the World Series.
And he means a perfect game. Like, literally, he batted...
A thousand.
He got every ball and strike correct.
Right.
In the World Series.
Truly insane.
And has done it multiple times. His, like, average accuracy is 95% plus. It blows everyone else out of the water. Was sharing a betting account with somebody. That was found out and discovered. He wasn't betting on baseball, but was still betting. Fired.
Yeah,
he was fired.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now
we got four.
I think there might have been some tell your story. He did the. In fairness to him, it worked for Shohei. Just say no. That was my friend doing it.
Oh, it was for sure him.
But yeah.
The fact of the matter is,
but it wasn't baseball,
and it clearly didn't affect his job because he was still fantastic.
Well, I think I saw where. College is now exploring whether or not they're going to let you bet on
other sports than the one you play, something like that.
So, like, maybe we just have to set the ground rules. You just can't bet your sport. Like, that's the hard line rule.
But
you can't bet your sport.
I think everybody agrees on that, and that makes sense because you don't want the integrity of the sport to be jeopardized in any way. And even betting on yourself can lead people to one direction or another.
Well, it's like, did you not? Like, in the end,
you were more concerned with your play
than the win. Like, you can see where that would affect the game. Like, taking shots that you wouldn't normally take, and, like,
you should not bet on the sport that you participate in. I would say you shouldn't do that, but based off of the fact that you have inside information. But
I also just do not care that Draymond said 5.5.
That's what I'm saying. I think that
at
is
all.
Is going after
it was literally
the
a statement
people.
Of fact.
That doesn't bother me at all.
That was he was stated a fact. The line was 5.5.
If there's going to be betting and it's going to be legal and the numbers are out there, like the players should be able to talk about it and use it for any type of motivation that they want to. If he's saying I bet the, but he didn't. He just said the facts. He's just saying
literally
a factual
statement.
I can't
believe I'm taking up for him, but he stated a fact.
He stated a fact, and you like don't pretend like he doesn't exist. Like you're either, you can't be ashamed of it. You've done it. You're taking the money, and it's legal. Let the people talk about it.
I'm with you. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, CJ Hurt joins the program. We'll talk to him next about the NBA playoffs and more. Stick around and listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
CJ Heard is a Grind City media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Heard. You can also see him on the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter on X at ConRadicalness. CJ, I got to figure you've got an opinion on this. We learned, I believe, late last week that NBC has decided they want to get in on the nostalgia train. And when they will begin the NBA on NBC next fall, they are going to use an AI-generated version of Jim Fagan's voice. Jim Fagan, of course, the longtime voice of the NBA on NBA on NBC. He passed away in 2017. How do you feeling about this?
They're lazy. If all you're doing is leaning on nostalgia, you are lazy. Like that, the whole point, the reason why nostalgia hits us so hard is because it was such a good thing, whatever we're nostalgic about. I was just having a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday about Squeeze It, the little juice pouches with the face on them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, I loved those when I was a kid. I miss those. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm close to the sugars right now. Anyway, I can't be drinking that stuff, but the nostalgia for it is still there. Right? Don't bring it back. There's no need to bring it back. The memory lives forever. We can lionize. We can make them deities, the memory of these great things, be it the Squeeze-Its or be it Round Rock, be it the NBA on NBC. We can lionize that type stuff. That's all we need is a song. And then honestly,
the graphics.
Personally, give us a new memory. Don't do the song. Give us a different song. Give us a different thing to feel nostalgic for.
Well, maybe I mean, Jeffrey, I don't know if you've noticed that, like, if you've seen ready to this, CJ, but it does look like, I mean, this is a straight up reboot, right? For NBC's looking at this like they're rebooting the 90s show, the NBA. It's like NBA's been going on for a while. It's changed. It's got different stars now. And you guys are just straight up the song. I disagree with you. I think the song should come back because that's, you know, just have one thing to connect us to the old times. Bring back the theme song.
I wonder this, though, CJ, would you feel differently about the song if Fox would not have co-opted it and taken it for the college games? It always feels weird to me when you hear it on Fox.
It is.
It's an awesome song. Like,
I
think it's legitimately the best sports like intro song. But
we have underrated ones currently. Like, I think Fox has a great football one.
I do love Fox's, the NFL and Fox.
But
isn't the song used in a Kevin Hart commercial?
Yes, he's a DraftKings
commercial
for a DraftKings. Yeah,
like, come on. we bastardized the song at this point.
It just feels like, but this is just such
bring back the announcer. That's not the thing we were nostalgic about. The guy who was there. You should have a new announcer with the same song. They're bringing Jordan in, obviously, because they don't understand what the NBA looks like without Michael Jordan on NBC. So they got to have Michael Jordan involved in some way. That's the big news this week from the upfronts, is Michael Jordan's going to be a TV personality on the NBA on NBC coverage. Exclusive for Peacock is what we're saying, Jeffrey? For NBA that, or possibly
that was what the reports are.
I think the NBC
honestly
is,
struck me as like, hey, we're going to upfronts and we're trying to sell the NBA. Like, we got to get Jordan involved.
Yeah. NBC is going all in on the NBA and on the nostalgia of how they used to do it. So maybe should every team wear a throwback jersey, CJ, when they play on NBC?
If you're on NBC, yeah, you got to do the throwback. You got to throw it all the way back to 1993. If you're on NBC now, I guess, apparently. They clearly don't know how to sell the NBA without thinking about it in the terms of 1990 basketball. I don't understand. And listen, let that era exist in that era's time. Give us something new. Give us something different. You could keep the theme song if you want to. Knock it out. Ties to generations past. But come on, man. Give us something different. Stop leaning on nostalgia. I will say that the studio crew seems interesting. Isn't Carmelo and D. Wade, aren't they two of the people headlining that?
I believe. And then...
is Candace Parker involved also?
Or is she going to be part of...
That sounds right. Vince Carter is going to be on the team.
Yeah, so I like the people they have for their studio show. I don't know if any of them are any good, but they've all got personalities. They all were great at their craft, so surely they've got some sort of insight into how the game is currently being played. Lean on that. Don't lean on so much nostalgia, man.
George, remind me, so Tirico and Noah Eagle are the main play-by-plays. Have they announced who the...
I love Noah Eagle.
Yes.
It's
Reggie and... who's the other one?
Because D-Wade's studio, I think.
Yeah, D-Wade is studio. Mellow's studio. I thought Candace Parker was studio.
Jamal Crawford will
yes,
be one.
That's right.
Mellow's in the studio.
And they're keeping Jalen Rose for college.
For college, yeah. The Peacock coverage. Yeah, I'm curious to see with Amazon and NBC, like ESPN presents the NBA a certain way. TNT presents it a certain way. Like, do you think we're going to be able to tell, like, all right, NBC, like, TNT is a little more kind of like irreverent towards it and ESPN's a little too serious towards it. Do you think we're going to be able to distinguish between NBC and Amazon's coverage of the league?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If for no other reason, you'll turn on the TV and whichever TV's graphics look like they're made in the 90s, you'll know that's NBC coverage right there.
I mean, it's not, you know, now the more I think about it, it's not a bad idea for NBC. I just can't tell if it's a strategic idea or this is all they know or that's what they think the NBA
just,
is.
It reeks of me of like, there's so many
because
tells.
Because it does differentiate the product. There's so much NBA. The NBA's on every channel now, every streaming app. So at least theirs is going to be presented like it was the 90s. It's the throwback game all the time.
The AI-generated thing, though.
Well, that's too far. There's no reason.
That just feels like. You got a bunch of media execs that don't live in the real world, and they're like, they see the numbers, like nostalgia's in. What if we?
It's always in.
Like, what if we use this technology and that? It's like, I heard the promo, and maybe it's like confirmation bias, but I still don't think we're all the way there yet with AI. If you hear it, like the pacing of his voice, like it's just, and it just feels so completely unnecessary. It's like. That ain't it, man.
Hey, thank goodness Costas is still with us, because if Costas is, they would have hologram Bob Costas on
lecturing
this.
Us.
Yes.
Lecturing us with pink eye.
Absolutely. You know they can't wait for him to die. They can hit us with that hologram of him out there telling us one of these sad, touching stories to try and tug at our feelings before whatever major sporting event that they have. Yeah, I don't like the AI in general. In general, my stance on AI is that I hate it. It's bad for everything, and I wish we didn't have it, and I wish we had more regulations on it, and I wish people would stop using it. We've gone from making major leaps in technology that affect us physically, right? That affect the amount of physical work we do. So you think about it, we used to ride on horses, then we got cars, then we got planes. Well, yeah, that makes traveling easier. I love that. I'm for that. AI is making us dumber as a collective, where nobody wants to think anymore, and it's wasting, it's causing us to waste away our brains and our ability to not only think normally, but think critically as well. I can't stand AI, anything having to do with AI. In general, I'm against.
I saw this headline. Of course, everybody wants to, oh, students are just using AI. Now professors are getting banged at colleges that have been using AI to, like, you know, to basically write their lectures and everything. Like, it's just so perfect. It's
Everybody's using AI.
Yeah.
Everybody is teachers making lesson plans using AI. You got to send an email, you're using AI to send it. You got to talk to the handyman, you're using AI to do that as well. Like, come on, man. Like, we've gone too far with this.
What would AI say about John Calipari possibly returning to FedEx Forum?
Nicely done.
My AI would say, hell no. That's what mine would say.
You're against it.
No, I ain't. I'm against it.
What?
I'm against it. Yes, very much so. I am pro nonsensical, long-lasting sports grudge, sports hate. That is what I
am. Well, that's just good, though. Like, he can come and you can boo him.
Yeah, well, listen. If that's happening, then
I mean,
I'm
are we not in agreement? The scene in Lexington was an all-timer for this year.
Yes.
And we get to have something like that. But it's not going to be. I mean, it's going to be you, at least, CJ. I guess I'm going to have to make sure we got to make sure we buy CJ a ticket.
Well, I was also thinking this. Is this
He's Cal, not going to get booed.
Is this Cal trying to one-up Josh again?
Oh, Josh,
Josh is coming back. Now, that was scheduled.
Yeah.
But Josh can't get his Josh can't have his return before I do.
Oh, that could be it. That's an interesting point.
Oh, yeah. That might be it also. I'll put nothing past John Calipari. Anybody who will leave a job and lock themselves in a room, in a cave, and make all kinds of fiendish phone calls to current players and recruits to try and lure them away from a university, he'll do some fiendish stuff.
He gets it done.
I did not say he didn't get the job done. I did not say that. Tremendous basketball coach.
All right, I wanted to pick your brain quickly before we let you go. Is there anything to be learned from these playoffs?
Yeah. Take care of business, man. So much about the playoffs, when we talk about them after they happen, we talk about the greatness that was from the team that won or the team that surprised a whole bunch of people. We don't oftentimes talk about the mistakes that teams made that cost them series. The Cavs and the Celtics, two of those teams in this year's playoff, where it is, hey, I still think y'all was a better team in that series. And in one case with the Celtics, if you don't just throw entire games away the first two games by taking bad shots over and over again just because it's a three, you're probably in a different position right now. And if you're the Cavs, all you had to do was hold on to that fourth quarter lead in game one, and not leave everybody in the state of Indiana wide the hell open from three. And then in game two, just get the rebound. Get the rebound. You're up, what, 7-8 points with under 50 seconds left?
I think it was like, 7 with 54 seconds. It's like, just either get a rebound or get the ball in bounds. They just had to do one of them.
That's it. This is, we're talking about these things in a different sort of a way. So I think that mistakes should be one thing that teams take away, like, hey, we can't just give games away in the postseason. It matters. Every game matters. One. Two, Nikola Jokic is the best one of those in the NBA. Now, when I say best one of those, he's the best big man who is a big man, right? He's not fleet of foot. He doesn't go side to side real well. You can play him almost. You can't play him off the court because he's too great, but he is a defensive liability to the point to where the Nuggets are running zone, trying to protect him. And then when he is involved in ball screens, he is so far back or he can't get out to contest. He can't get back to the roller in enough time that you end up with a situation that we saw last night where SGA hits that dagger three because nobody's out there to contest that shot off of a three. And if Nikola Jokic is the best one of those, and that's what's happening to the best one of those, what's everybody else supposed to do if you got a guy like that, right? Like the modern big right now, you've got to be able to get out on the perimeter and defend. You've got to be switchable. You've got to be quick. If you don't have that ability, even if you're Nikola Jokic, the best basketball player in the world, you are a major liability for your team.
Though, I also think the other problem they have is he's clearly, despite being massive, he's not a great rim protector. But I think the other problem they have is, CJ, they can't stop the basketball. Like, even in a zone, guys are getting into the paint at will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. And part of the reason they can't stop the basketball is, like, yo, it's hard to defend pick and roll. John Stockton and Karl Malone made their living off a simple pick and roll basketball.
CJ, trying out for NBC right now.
Yes.
CJ's trying out for NBC.
If you got, yeah, they're only making 90 basketball for now.
Yep.
If you've got good ball handler and you've got a good screener, roller, finisher, like it's simple and it's impossible to stop. And you would think that the Nuggets with Jamal Murray and with Nikola Jokic, they could do some of that as well. It harkens back to the times of Reggie Miller and Rick Smith when Rick Smith was that screen for Reggie Miller. Another 90s reference. I'm not sure if he ever set a ball screen for Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller wasn't a ball screen type guy. He was more coming off of down screens. But you get my point. It is so simple, but if you can do it well, and they can do it well, because SGA is tremendous, he is phenomenal. If you can do that well, you're in good shape for the rest of the postseason.
All right. The other thing I was thinking about is the lesson. I feel like so many teams, when you get bounced from the playoffs, the natural knee jerk reaction is, got to blow it up. Not good enough. Well, we just spent an entire year thinking that the Knicks and Pacers, you're fun, good teams, but they're not good enough. They can't beat the big boys. But there's a value in just being good, and maybe the injury breaks actually work your way. And listen, I think they were beating...
Being good and being there, showing up.
Yeah, I think they were beating the Knicks. I think the Knicks were beating the Celtics before Tatum got hurt. Like, I think that just solidified it in terms of that game. But, like, the whole regular season we were just talking about, the Knicks, it was the same complaint with the Knicks as the Grizzlies. They can beat the bad teams. They can't beat the good teams. But it does show you, like, there is value in just still being here.
Yeah, you can't win it if you're not in it. That's all that is. Get in it and then figure out the adjustments that you need to figure out when it's all said and done. Regular season basketball is great. I love it. It's fun. But the story is made. At the end, the story is made in the postseason. So if you can get in, you give yourself a chance to figure out some things in the Knicks, figure out some things. Now, I will say that the Celtics have done things that, you know, regular teams don't do.
Yeah.
Certainly they didn't do in the regular season. Same thing with the Cavs.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't do that in the regular season. Although the Cavs have lost to the Pacers 5 times at home, and in the regular season, they had 5 total losses at home, with some of those losses coming to the Pacers. So do with that what you will, what you may. It is still the case of, hey, you get in, and you compete, and you try, you give yourself a chance, and then you live with the results. You let the ball fall where it may. You're down 20 going into the fourth quarter. Don't pull anybody out. Just send everybody out there. It's all hands on deck, because they might fumble this game away. They competed. Both of those teams, the Knicks and the Pacers, played through a bunch of adversity in their series. So no matter how the game shook out, it might look real easy. It might look like, 4-1, they were in control the whole damn time. No, they weren't.
No.
No, they weren't. There were games they should have, could have lost, and they still found ways to win those games because they never stopped. They never quit. And if you got that type of mentality in games, that means that's the mentality you have throughout the course of a whole season, and that means that you are mentally tough come playoff time, and there's no quit in you. You might not be good enough, but you'll be tough enough, and that's a part of the battle.
CJ, we appreciate it, my man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all.
CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. Go download the VIP Play app. It is live now in Tennessee, and that means that you can bet on over 200-plus sports leagues with all your favorite bet types. You can also be a part of the VIP Players Club sweepstake, meaning that every dollar you bet, every bet you make, and every parlay will get you entries into the contest. Also, go check out my PGA Championship parlay. We're taking Rory, we're taking Bryson, and we're taking Scotty to all make the top 10. It's been boosted up from plus 425 to plus 500. Also, if you bet $5, you can get $100 in bonus bets by just using the promo code Odyssey. It's part of the VIP Play Welcome Bonus. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. We got to go to Adam Silver. When asked about the NFL invading Christmas Day, we don't own Christmas. Competition keeps you on your toes. The NFL sees an opportunity on Christmas Day. I accept that. I would not accept that. If those are the terms of engagement, I would say I'm good. That would just be me. All right, my man. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Rider Than Right Trivia.
Tomorrow morning.
If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Kevin, for George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.